an FAQ article entitled, How Do I Get Past the Tribulation That I'm Going Through? Posted March 19, 2013. Hello, Mike. Very good article on Samson's riddle. I'm very concerned with my spiritual battle. I was raised a Methodist, but left church when I left home. I was an atheist, agnostic for the longest time. To sum it up, my sins I forgot about, manifested in the real world. I've repented to God and Christ and those I've wronged. I still feel there is an evil spirit keeping me down. But I'm not as afraid as I was because of my relationship with God. I'm not worthy of his love. I relate to the lepers, the sinners, the Philistines, the Baal worshippers, the dregs. How do I get past this tribulation that I'm going through? It's like I'm broken and too scared to move on because of the experiences. It's like I was self-gratifying with everything and God struck me down. Any advice would be great. B. Hi, B. I'm very glad to know that you were edified by the writing on Samson's riddle. Thank you for sharing your story with me. To be perfectly honest with you, while the details are different, your story sounds exactly like the very same story of coming face to face with God's judgment that everyone in our fellowship has experienced. We have all been where you are because God has brought us all there. We have been going through the book of Job for several months now, and you would get a lot out of reading this series of studies. Job's friends looked down on Job because God was judging Job but not them. It is so easy to see a brother suffer and to wonder, like the Pharisee, I wonder what that person did that was so wrong that God has afflicted them. Luke 18, verses 11 through 13. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But look at what Christ tells us about his estimation of these two men in verse 14 of Luke 18. I tell you, this man, i.e. the publican, went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. The truth is that those who are being afflicted could very well be facing judgment now instead of facing it later in the lake of fire. 1 Peter 4, verses 12, 13, and 17. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them be that obey not the gospel of God? James tells us the same thing, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You tell me I'm not worthy of his love. I relate to the lepers, the sinners, the Philistines, and the Baal worshippers, the dregs. Based on these words alone, I would dare say that you are probably the closest to God at this very moment than at any time in your life. You are, by your own words, the very person Christ came to save, the lost sheep, the prodigal son, and the blind and the diseased in body and spirit. Matthew 9, verse 12. But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. You are enduring these trials not just for your own benefit. You are being prepared to be a blessing and a comfort to others who will be going through the same trials you are now enduring. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 7. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that you are partakers of the sufferings, so shall you be also of the consolation. That is the reason for your sufferings, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. We must all first be where you are now, by God's design, before he will come to us and deliver us from that bondage. Psalms 107, verses 21 through 31. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises a stormy wind, which lifts up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He makes the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad, because they be quiet. So he brings them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Any of that sound familiar? Have you ever been brought to your wit's end? I certainly have. And it was not until I said, Father, I give up. Whatever you want is what will be, because I can do nothing but sin. You ask me, how do I get past this tribulation that I'm going through? It's like I'm broken and too scared to move on because of the experiences. The answer is that there is nothing you can do of yourself. God is working in your life, and he is dealing with you in his love. Hebrews 12, verses 5 through 7. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you are rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chastens not? This happens to every son whom he receives. There is not one exception. So just know that there is a very good reason, purpose, reward for this simply enduring the chastening of your loving Heavenly Father. Put your hand on your mouth before you continue questioning, contending with, and condemning God himself for what he has done and is doing in your life. I would be praying for you with fervent prayer. Please stay in touch and let me know if I can be of any help to you. You are in my fervent prayer that God will bring you to your desired haven of the peace of mind that is to be had when Christ abides with you and you can be at rest in Him. Your brother in Christ, Mike.